The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Coming to you from the Carter Subaru Studios. I'm just tortured by this show. This radio show tortures me.
What? Tortures?
Tortures me.
Why?
Because it's all-consuming. To feed the monster for 3 hours every day.
It is like a fire. I mean, that's so cliche anymore, but it really is. Every day, just everything's overflowing.
Well, and I'm constantly looking for stuff. And so last night, well, before I get to that, we're going to give away some Mariner tickets.
Okay.
At the end of The Big Lead. So in just a few minutes, we're going to give away tickets to see the Mariners host the Angels. Huge series, because the Angels are one of the only teams that have a chance at catching the Mariners for a wild card spot. So we'll give away tickets for the Mariners and Angels coming up in a few minutes. Okay, so last night, I'm looking for stuff. I made a dinner yesterday. I got a pork shoulder. I went out of the house Saturday. Because it's very hard to get me out of the house, because there are very few reasons to go out of the house anymore. You can just buy everything you need. But there are two places where if you want something, you got to leave the house for it. So I wanted a haircut. Okay. Amazon hasn't figured out how to do haircuts yet. So I go up first thing Saturday morning to my little favorite haircut place, The Cut in Shoreline. $14.99, just fantastic.
Nice.
I went there a month ago, and I told the woman, I said, this is the most important haircut of my life, because it was the day before my daughter's wedding.
You want to look good.
Yeah, okay, so I go to The Cut, because they can't replicate that on Amazon. And then I go up to my favorite butcher, Double D Meats, out in Mount Lake Terrace.
That is such a fun shop.
Well, because they got like 42,000 hot sauces, and it's a real good butcher shop, and they're very, very nice people. But those are the two things that I'll leave the house for, a haircut and good meat. And everything else is, you can just have UPS bring it. So anyway, what was I going with? Oh, so I go to Double D Meats. I get a pork shoulder. Don't. Roll your eyes at Nicole.
I'm like, no, she's shaking her head because she has no idea where you're going, because you started saying the short show tortures you.
Yes, it does.
Okay,
I'm getting to that.
Okay,
so I get a good pork shoulder at Double D Meats, and I make this marinade, Ursula. It was a Cuban marinade. It was orange juice and lime juice and all these spices.
Yum.
And I marinated it overnight, and then I put it on the smoker on Sunday. And then I pulled it and had almost all the family. One of the daughters couldn't make it. But we had this wonderful Cuban pork shoulder dinner.
Nice.
Oh, fantastic.
And it was just such a beautiful day.
Okay, so then, and we're sitting out on the deck, and it's about 7, 8 o'clock. Then the clouds started rolling in. And I said to my wife, and understand, I love the show. I am so blessed. But on Sunday nights, when it's time to do show prep, and it means it's a good 3-4 hours the night before. And when I would love to just watch TV or read or something, and I always, especially on Sunday nights, I got to do show prep. So I started looking online and looking for stuff, and I see that there was a little incident at the BET Awards where a guy tried to get past the parking cones because he was running late for rehearsal, and there was a little altercation between one of the security guards and him, and he just open hand slaps the guy across the face. Oh, it was nasty. All caught on video, too. So anyway, you want to know the name of this rapper who did the slap?
Okay, no. Okay, yeah, so, yeah, who was it?
His name...
Do I want to know? You're going to tell me.
I can't tell you how much I enjoyed this.
Yes.
His name is Nipsey Hussle.
Oh.
Which is probably funny to maybe one-fifth of our audience, maybe.
You have to be of a certain age.
Yes. Yes. So I say to Nicole, because I'm thinking, okay, I've sat and I've watched Nipsey Hussle open hand slap this guy across the face. And so I say to Nicole this morning, hey, since the audio of the slap really isn't worth playing on the radio, I say, why don't you find us some Nipsey Russell? And Nicole says, I have no idea who that is. And I said, well, I'll find it. You can just load it up. Yeah. And so.
First I said, I'm not pulling that slap. Nobody knows who that person is either.
Yeah, right. Why give him attention?
Well, I'd never heard of him, but Nipsey Hussle is one of the funniest rap names I've ever heard because I grew up with Nipsey Russell. Every time I turn on the TV as a kid.
Hollywood Squares.
Hollywood Squares, to tell the truth. He'd be right between Peggy Cass and Kitty Carlisle. On To Tell the Truth.
And then again, everyone's like, huh?
On the match game, he was on the upper left, so he'd be the closest to Gene Rayburn and his microphone. And so, anyway, since I had to sit as part of my show prep last night with a belly full of delicious pulled Cuban pork, watching a guy slap another guy at the BET Awards, here's a little Nipsey Russell for you. And what did you think of Nipsey Russell's act when you finally did pull this?
Yeah, I didn't pay that much attention.
He would just sit and tell little poems. That was his whole
act. Yeah, I got that. Okay.
What is your poem, Nipsey?
Hurricanes are named after women because they work on the very same plan, start up over nothing, make a whole lot of noise, and can't be controlled by man.
Yeah. That's it.
Huh?
50% of married women cheat on their husbands. That's what the researcher claims. Percentages don't mean a thing to me. What I need to know is some names.
I wish the audience could see Dory right now. Who thinks this is hysterical? And Ursula and
it's so hysterical. Is looking at Nicole's face, and it's like she's shaking her head. It's like, why are you doing this?
I put lots of time into show prep today, and this is what we're going with.
Nicole is just looking at
me.
I'm
blaming it on the Ambien last night.
No. I was lucid as a firecracker. I don't know what that means. But look, text me right now and let me know if you think Nicole's right about that this is a horrible idea. And Diane, I want to hear from you especially, okay?
I went to see the doctor to get a Viagra pill. Now I'm on the run with a loaded gun and can't find nothing to kill.
I mean, come on. You don't think classic Nipsey Russell is worth a little showtime there? One more. Okay, one more.
I just saw a movie about a mermaid. Don't understand the reason why. It's not enough woman to make love to and too much fish to fry.
Come on!
I think you had too much pork last night.
That's classic Nipsey. One more?
No.
Nipsey, what do you say?
A woman's age is like a speedometer on a secondhand car. We know they've all been turned back. We just don't know how far.
That's right.
Somebody says, those days.
Somebody says, is this the Dory AARP show?
Oh, yeah. Like, it'd be so much more hip and relevant if I was playing the Nipsey Hussle audio. You got to admit, the Nipsey Russell audio is a lot better than some rapper slapping some security guard for crying out loud. Okay, should we get to the big lead this hour? So,
yes,
is that what you're telling
me? Yes.
Okay, all right, let's get to our top story.
The big lead, top story.
Okay, so we've been telling you about all of these businesses that have been getting robbed around here because the drug problem means they need money, and they will just, you know, take anything they can and sell it for anything they can get. And there's a shop down in Federal Way. They sell glass products, and they've been hit a couple of times in just a couple of weeks now, and it's just got to be awful for a business owner. So let me take you down to Federal Way, where business owner Brandon Brock joins us here on Cairo Radio. Hey, Brandon, thanks for coming on with me this afternoon.
Hey, thanks for having me.
What's the name of your business? You have a few of these glass shops, is that right?
Yeah. The name is Mary Jane's House of Glass.
Okay.
And we opened up in 2000, and we have 15 locations throughout Oregon and Washington.
Okay. And so you've been in business for 18 years, and we all know how increasingly difficult retail has gotten. I assume your industry hasn't been spared from that.
No. We suffer same way anyone in retail does, battling online and direct-to-consumer sales and stuff, but we're still doing pretty good.
Good for you. Okay. Except for these crimes that have hit. Tell me what's been going on at your shop now.
So in the last 3 weeks, we've experienced 3 break-ins, 4 attempted, 3 successful. And they have been 2 of them at our Federal Way location, and then 1 of them down at our Tumwater location. And it seems to be the same crew of a few men who come in, gloves, mask, the whole works, smash through a window or a door, and then they just come in and they smash open display cases, and they have duffel bags or boxes, and they just start filling them up. Usually they're in and out in about a minute to 2 minutes, and they leave quite a mess and about, you know, $25,000-$30,000 in damage. So
yeah, I watched the surveillance video. So they just use the hammer to smash the glass door, scramble through, and then just start breaking glass cases and scooping stuff up, right?
Yep, yep. And the worst part is they're breaking as much or more than they're stealing, which is, you know, the frustrating part.
Now, so what kind of glass, what is it that you're selling? Is it just decorative? Is it art? What is it?
No, it's functional glass. It's glass, and, you know, typically used for cannabis or any other legal herbs. But it's high-end glass that they're stealing. So these pieces they're stealing are valued anywhere from a cheap one that they've grabbed, maybe $200, up to, you know, $5,000 or $6,000.
Wow. And where do you suspect they're going to fence this stuff after they steal it?
You know, and that's what we've been monitoring. You know, we look at the usual suspects. It would be Craigslist, Instagram, those type of online markets. But there's so much of it. And we got the word out to all of our social media, and all the artists have spread the word that they pop up there, these guys would, you know, be exposing themselves pretty quickly. So we're not 100% sure where or when they're going to try to fence them, but we're watching everything.
But they're probably getting pennies or dimes on the dollar because they just want quick cash for their next drug fix, undoubtedly.
Exactly. I mean, I'm sure they're getting, yeah, pennies at best. I mean, and a lot of it's going to be damaged just from the way they stole it. It'll have, you know, hairline cracks or scratches. So the value just won't be there.
As a business owner, what goes with all the travails? You know, we talked a moment ago about how tough retail is under the best of circumstances. But what goes through your head and your heart and your gut when you get the call that you've been hit again, and you go to the store and you see glass everywhere and you realize you've taken another loss? I mean, what's going through all of your emotions at that time?
Well, you know, you go through a few emotions. At first, it's the heartbreak and the angst of like, oh, you know, all the paperwork to go through insurance and all the cleanup. And you watch the video, and then you get, you know, you feel, you know, it's just insulting that the way they come in with no respect, no regard for anyone's hard work or anything they've built. So when they go in and smash everything, it's heartbreaking. And then you're just angry and you just start fantasizing about sleeping in your store with a gun all night. So you go through a lot of different stages, to be honest.
Well, and that was what I was going to ask, because I know that would go through my mind, especially if you've been hit that many times in such a short period of time. Have you thought seriously about sleeping with a gun and just taking them out if it happened on your watch?
Well, you know, it would be something I'd have to consider any legal ramifications.
Sure.
I'm not sure exactly if you can do that or not, but we are looking into a security company that will be monitoring our locations, a step above of what an ADT does, an alarm system, but these will be actual people on site. So we are looking into that and other security measures to try to curb this the best we can.
It's pretty heartbreaking. And I know this happened. I've talked to so many business owners all around the Puget Sound area, and I know that this is on the upswing. And I, you know, my heart breaks for people who are just scrambling just to get by and having to deal with this on all too regular basis. And it's all an extension of you know, our leaders' inability to deal with this drug problem around here. It's amazing.
Yep. It's you know, a crime of opportunity, I suppose, as well. So,
Yeah, I understand. All right. Well, I hope that they catch these guys. Did you get good pictures of them, or are they just too hooded up?
You know, we got a half a face on the last one that we're kind of blasting out there. So we've got a Federal Way detective now who will be working on the case, and I'm hoping, you know, they've ran into these guys enough times that they can recognize their facial features, the way they walk, clothes they're wearing, something like that.
Okay, well, tell you what, can we get a copy of the picture that's got a half face, and we could include it with our blog story about this?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll have that sent over.
Okay, all right. Brandon, I appreciate you coming on with me, and I hope that at some point some sanity returns to our region.
I hope so as well.
All right. Thanks
for
talking with
me.
That is Brandon Brock. And if you see the surveillance video of these guys, they are just with hammers smashing every glass case in the shop, smashing the front window, smashing everything they can, and busting a lot of the, you know, people are texting me saying, well, you know, that's all drug paraphernalia. Yeah, you know, but it's still legal, and it's what he sells. And it's horrible that any business owner has to go through this. But it is just destroying more than half of the stuff versus what they get away with. It's awful. But this is the drug crisis around here. People will take whatever they can, sell it for whatever they can. Bicycles getting stolen. If you leave a bicycle for more than 2 seconds, it's gone. All right, next up in the Big Lead.
The Big Lead, Dory Monson Show exclusive.
And that's because I am going to give away a pair of Mariner tickets right now. You know why? Because I love the fifth caller right now at 888-973-CHIRO. That's 888-973-5476. We'll win two tickets to the July 3rd Mariners game when they host the Angels, and fans are invited to stay after the game for a True to the Red, White, and Blue patriotic fireworks show. You can get great seats if you don't win our tickets. Go to Mariners.com, and you can hear the entire Angels series on our sister station, 710 ESPN Seattle. But the fifth caller right now at 888-973-CHIRO, we will give you a pair of tickets to that game July 3rd. And that there is your Big Lead.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.
Ursula's going to check the news, and then our favorite sound bites of the day. Awesome audio coming up next. It's that time of the day when we like to count down our favorite sound bites of the day.
This is Dory Monson's awesome audio clips of the day.
Okay, at number three, a mom named Erin Austin. She's in all kinds of hot water because she is Caucasian, and there was a little African-American 8-year-old girl in her neighborhood who was selling bottled water. And the mom was mom of a different kid, she was furious that this little girl was selling bottled water. And I always side with the kids in stories like this because I like kids who hustle. I like kids who are trying to make a buck. So this mom, the mom of the little girl who was selling, she said her daughter just wanted to go to Disney and they didn't have the money.
Number three.
She's wanted to go to Disneyland for a while. We were saving up, and I actually lost my job. So she wanted to help.
And so the little girl's out selling, and here's a lady who is in the neighborhood, and she calls the cops on this 8-year-old girl for selling water.
This woman don't want to let a little girl sell some water. She calling the police on an 8-year-old little girl. You can hide all you want. The whole world gonna see you, boo.
When she says, you can hide all you want, the mom who's making the phone call, she goes behind a little concrete wall and squats down, and the woman just walks around and points the camera and says, yeah, you can hide all you want, but the woman's just squatting there looking at her.
Yeah, and illegally selling water without a permit?
Yeah. On my property.
It's not your property.
Okay, and here's the 8-year-old girl who is selling the water, Jordan.
I do not want to see the police. Because I was scared.
Just trying to make a buck. So the mom who called the police, Allison Edel, she goes on the Today Show and, oh, people are harassing her now because she looks like a bad person. Maybe it's because she did something bad.
Horrible. Horrible images. And death threats.
Yeah, don't call the cops on a kid who's selling bottled water, crying out loud. And number two, Jim Baker, the disgraced televangelist. He's a felon. He went to prison. He's back free, televangelizing and hawking his wares, including this amazing, it's a gel, 4-ounce tube for $25. It has silver in it, and it will cure what you need cured.
Number two.
This is like a, one thing we never talk about, really, is it's one of the few gels and products that cures or gets rid of all venereal diseases.
Yeah.
This is like a...
It's a miracle in a tube.
Yeah, it is a miracle in a tube.
Yes, so is venereal disease. And at number one, Maxine Waters this weekend encouraging everyone on the left to, you know, you saw Sarah Sanders. She wasn't served in a restaurant. You had the Attorney General of Florida was screamed at in a movie theater. The Director of Homeland Security was screamed at and driven out of a restaurant. And Congresswoman Maxine Waters says that if you're on the left, you got to do more of that sort of thing.
Number one.
And now we're going to insist on it. If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet. On the side of what's honorable, on the side of understanding that if we can't protect the children, we can't protect anybody. And so let's stay the course. Let's make sure we show up wherever we have to show up. And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
The left has completely lost its collective mind. Quick time out, and then today's sign, the end is near, next. And down the stretch we come. What a day, what a show, what a show, what a day. And still so much more to do. In today's edition, up!
Today's sign that the end is near.
Today's sign, the world has soon come to an end. I'll make it a triple shot for you. This is from a listener's tip. So it's also a Dory Monson Show exclusive. So if you go to the Washington State Department of Transportation job opportunities page, they have an interesting note at the bottom of the page. Let me just click on a couple of these jobs here. I've got it pulled up in front of me. The first one that pops up, Assistant Bridge Asset Manager. Pays up to $95,000 a year and tells what the job is, what kind of work you got to do, what kind of qualifications you have to have. And then it gives a disclaimer at the bottom. Equal opportunity employer, women, racial, and ethnic minorities, persons of disability, persons over 40 years of age, disabled, Vietnam area veterans, people of all sexual orientations and gender identities are encouraged to apply. Now, I think it'd be quicker to just say everyone's encouraged to apply. I don't know why you have to specify anybody. But then it says Washington State Department of Transportation does not use the E-Verify system. Which is also a way of saying, if you're here illegally, you can apply. If you have a fake social security number, you can apply. And I know that we've become this sanctuary state, but I also recognize that if you're here illegally and you don't have a valid social security number, legally, they shouldn't be able to hire you. But the way they're getting around that is by telling every single job. And, you know, I'm clicking on all of these jobs here. You know, here's the third one down. Assistant office engineer pays up to $74,000 a year. And same thing. WSDOT does not use the E-Verify system. And on it goes. Now, you may remember, I told you last week, our unemployment rate in Washington is 24% higher than the rest of the nation. The nation is at 3.8%, and ours is at, off the top of my head, I think it was 4.7%. So it's 24% higher than the 3.8% of the nation. So we already are doing relatively bad in hiring people here in our state. Why in the world would you not give priority for government jobs for the Washington State Department of Transportation to U.S. citizens? Why would you specify for every single job that you do not use the E-Verify system? Which, again, is only to ascertain one's status. And when you put that out there on every single job opening, what you're saying is, oh, you're here illegally? No problem. Come apply. We'll give you a government job. We'll give you one of these six-figure jobs. And the first couple were just short, but with benefits, they're six figures. The whole package. I don't even know how and why that's legal for our government to say that they will give equal prioritization to an illegal than to a Washington State citizen. You grew up in the state, your family's citizens, paid taxes, maybe you supported some school levies, maybe you went to a public university even, maybe you're a Coug or a Husky or a Viking. And an illegal has the exact same access to these state jobs, good state jobs, that the U.S. citizens have. It's unbelievable the length we go in this state to try to not only be sanctuary, but to prioritize even. It's not prioritization, it's equal footing. But if you don't even have a valid Social Security card, how are you getting a job? Today's signed story number two, a woman in Michigan is being accused in a new documentary of killing her husband and then chopping him up and then serving his remains at a neighborhood barbecue in 2014. According to TV station in Detroit, WJBK, Kelly Cochran injected her husband with a lethal dose of heroin in February of 2016. And Cochran admitted in court that she and her husband had lured her lover inside their home. They shot and dismembered him in Michigan's UP. And then she and her husband had made a pact that they would get rid of anyone involved in their extramarital affairs. And Cochran later told investigators that she killed her husband 2 years later because he took the only good thing in her life, the lover. And then she said that she may have killed as many as nine people. But investigators are looking into her allegation that she dismembered the husband and served him at a neighborhood barbecue. You know, I would never go to a barbecue at her house again if she ever gets out. I don't know if she will. But even if I saw her opening the plastic on the Johnsonville brats and saw them going straight from the factory packaging straight to the I still wouldn't eat at her house. All right, and today's signed story number three. There's a community center, you know, where people go to work out and take art classes and all of that. Well, a mother in Kansas City, suburb of Overland Park, she's being hit with a $132,000 bill because at this community center, her five-year-old son ran into a little piece of art, Aphrodite de Kansas City. It was made of glass and mirrors by a local artist. And the five-year-old kid ran into it and knocked it to the ground. And now the artist says, hey, it was worth $132,000 and I need you to pay me. And the mom says, what are you talking about?
But if my child intentionally defaced property, we would absolutely figure out a way to put ourselves out there as responsible and pay for the damages to make sure that the lesson was reinforced without any question. Yeah. But in this particular situation, our five-year-old was just being a little kid.
And by the way, the kid was running around. Mom was sitting on a nearby sofa chatting with some other moms. Why in the world would a community center, which, as I said, they have workout classes, and sometimes they have racquetball courts and basketball gyms and ellipticals. Why would you put a $132,000 piece of art where kids can run around? That's insane. That's insane on the part of the community center. Also, I saw a picture of this art. It ain't that great. This sounds like an artist who's just trying to scam, putting a $132,000 price tag. It's another artist who's got public art, got government and taxpayers all swindled for him.
And there was no malice or intention to damage any property. We were familiar with the video. And the primary purpose there is athletic activity. And I feel the community center bears at least some liability.
No, they bear all the liability. And the mom's getting hammered. You got to control your kid. No, you go to a community center. You know what kids do when they're in a community center?
I came in like a rainbow.
They run around. I can't believe I've seen some comments. The mom should have had her little brat under control. Nonsense. He's 5 years old. If the artist knew it was put in a place where kids can run around, if the community center knew it, then let them swallow the loss. Charging a mom $132,000 for some garbage art that you couldn't get $132 for in a private setting. That's the bilking of taxpayers by artists. There's some great artists. And if people are willing to pay the stuff, all to them. I'm happy for them. But these public artists who are always getting tax money.
I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love.
I got to get out of here. I have said everything that I have to say for today, but I will go think of a bunch of new stuff for tomorrow's show. Ron and Don coming up next, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. Hi, noon. Hello.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You're really a fantastic audience.